Yeah, I feel really out of the loop with what's been happening. Because
hello, and welcome to Him Hunters International. I am Ben.
And I'm Lauren, and you are listening to 91.5 FMWFFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back.
We forgot to say, this is your favorite HGTV-inspired, non-religiously affiliated Tufts Freeform Radio /talk show.
It's a talk show, I guess.
Gab hour.
It's like I like to hear myself talk.
I like to hear myself talk also.
So that's why it's a talk show.
Two narcissists on air. So we have a theme.
We do.
And the theme is, Lauren.
The theme is ghosting. And this is a really, I think, millennial term.
I hate saying millennial term, but it is a millennial term.
It's a millennial term. Would you like to give a little description, a cliff notes, what
is
ghosting?
A TLDR of ghosting?
Yes, a TLDR of ghosting.
That sentence hurts my brain. So ghosting is basically, let's say me and Lauren, we met on Tinder, right?
Right.
And I am really into Lauren, and she is not so into me.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we want a date, maybe we have an adult sleepover, and I text Lauren, I'm like, hey, I got these two tickets to, this XX concert, do you want to come?
Right.
And Lauren's like, yo, I do like the XX, but I hate him. But she doesn't want to be mean, because I'm a nice guy.
Right.
But she doesn't know what to do, so she just stops responding.
Yeah.
And then she just never responds back. So then I text her. I'm like, hey, XX concert's in 2 days. You down? And then I text her again. I'm like, hey, XX concert's in 4 hours. Mm-hmm. What do I do?
But you keep going. Yeah. And I keep not responding.
Yeah.
I think the irony of this is that I have been to an XX concert.
Oh, my God. Have you really? I just knew that. That's hilarious. Okay. So that is ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I was so inspired for this theme is because Carly Bae Jepsen just released Side B, her new album, and in it she has the ghosting generation. The ghosting anthem our generation needs.
Right.
What's
wants. It called?
It's called Store.
And I haven't heard it,
Lauren
actually.
Lauren hasn't heard it.
No.
My phone's dying, and someone stole the cable from the WMFO 91.5 Freeform Radio Medford Tufts radio room. So I can't play anything on my phone because it's about to die.
I can do it.
Just Google Store.
Store, okay.
Carly Rae Jepsen. It's on Side B. Are you on Spotify?
No, I'm not. I don't really understand Spotify.
I'll play it because it's not
I found it on YouTube, I think.
We're going to play. This is the one song I'll play because.
Okay. It's worth it, I guess.
Ready?
Are you on Aux 2?
I'm on. They're not even labeled. No, I'm actually on Aux 1.
No, I'm on Aux 1.
Well, this is Aux 2. What Aux is this?
That's not an Aux. Use this one.
What am I plugged into?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Okay, wait. Actually, it's been 3 weeks, if not more. Since we've our last show.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This
is Store. Wait, hold on. This is Store.
Looks alike, this could be the end. anymore. I'm just going to the store.
What store do you think she's going to?
I think she's going
to... Like the corner store?
No, I think she's going to like a health food store that's not Whole Foods, but like an off-brand health
food
store.
My thing is, she just woke up from a Tinder date.
Right.
I feel like she's going to like Magma.
So maybe you're thinking like a restaurant?
No, Magma is like you just get a breakfast sandwich and bring it back.
Right, but like that's not a store.
What about like a juice store? A corner store?
Like a liquor store?
It doesn't matter
store.
If she's not actually going to the store. She's just ghosting this like, this, can I say F-boy?
Yeah, I guess so.
She's just ghosting this, can I say it?
Yeah, just
fuck
say it.
Boy.
I like it also because it's like literal ghosting.
Yeah.
Like the example you gave was more, it was more like, cyber
she's
ghosting.
She's physically ghosting.
She is
him.
Really ghosting.
She's like, I'm just going to the store. And then I'm like, like, because she's like, wait, she says, like wake up laying next to you, but I want to be next to him.
Right. That's,
and you as in him.
Right.
And I'm like, I've been there, Carly. But I didn't go to the store.
I think I'm going to use that as the next excuse.
I'm just going to DeWick to
just
DeWick.
Going to the DeWick. That was great.
Isn't that fun?
That was fun.
So Lauren,
yeah,
you just came back from a grand adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me,
I did
one piece. So Lauren was out of the country.
I was
now
out of
I want to know what is one thing that happened while you were away on the internet that you missed and don't understand.
Oh my gosh! Okay, Frank Ocean dropped a lot of stuff, and I've not listened to any of it. And I've really been looking forward to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm really behind on that.
Are there any like memes or like trends that you don't understand right now because you were like abroad traveling?
There's a lot of the Olympic. Oh, all the Ryan Lochte stuff.
Did you just like?
I kind of just missed that.
Oh, that's for the better.
Right? It sounds kind of terrible. Like he sounds like just a terrible person.
Yeah, he's just a terrible person, and that's all the attention we're giving him on Him Hunters International.
Right. What else? Well, and then the VMAs obviously was not.
Have you
I missed.
Heard
I was out of the loop
this?
For that.
McChicken thing?
No. What? I saw that trending on Facebook, and I was like, "What? What?"
Okay. So, I'm glad it's past 9 p.m. A man filmed a video of him performing sexually explicit acts with a McChicken.
Are you kidding me?
And it went viral. But like kind of like low-key viral.
Like was
not,
it was it a joke or was
no,
he like
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Okay. That's fit. That's and valid.
And then McChicken started trending, and then all of these people clicked it and it directed them to the video of the man performing sexual acts with the chicken sandwich.
That's horrifying.
Kat asked me to explain Harambe and I'm just like, really, Kat?
I think that's valid. I would
Do
like
you need
I need a little bit
oh,
of explanation.
God, get out of your own radio show. Okay. Basically,
like
just
I know the gist, but why is it such a thing?
It's just,
I guess is my
his
question.
His legacy lives on.
Okay.
Harambe will never die. Did you hear that Jill Stein 2016, like Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party, has released a statement on Harambe?
No.
Google Jill Stein Harambe. She has a statement on her website, and it's like, we need to respect the lives of animals, and the Green Party isn't against
wait, are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Wait, was this a tweet?
She tweeted,
okay.
But it was a larger statement. I tweeted about it.
Let's
Did you
see.
Find it on her website?
Well, this is, I found this on Mediaite.
Mediaite? No,
wait, .com. I just Googled it. Yeah, I'm not on Twitter.
This is.
I mean, I am on Twitter, but not
I found
at this moment.
It. Okay. So, statement by Jill Stein for president on the killing of Harambe in Cincinnati. Should I read it out loud?
Yeah, read it. Yes. No, read it in your
the
head.
The killing
then.
Of. The killing of Harambe at the Cincinnati Zoo highlights the need to adopt stronger legal protections for the rights of animals. Other countries, especially in Europe, have begun to provide legal rights and protected status of primates as living beings. Non-human primates should have the right to live freely or, when necessary, in sanctuaries only for medical rehabilitation or ecological assistance for endangered species. Harambe, that's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry, everybody. Harambe was killed by a zoo which raises revenues by selling tickets to see captive animals, including primates. While good emergency staff training might have prevented such a catastrophic income, the Green Party believes that captivity for such entertainment is ethically wrong and fundamentally exploitative and should be illegal.
June
1st, 2006.
She sounds like she took the class Animals and Post-Human Thought at Tufts.
And then today she tweeted, "The killing of Harambe 3 months ago reminds us to be voices for the voiceless."
I kind of love that.
And then she tweeted, she's like, wait. Oh, 100+ journalists replied to my tweet on Harambe. Where were they when I called for an end to racism and police violence? Then she used my favorite emoji, the thinking emoji. And I'm like, Jill. I think it's because your thing on Harambe was ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that wild?
That's so funny.
Where's Hillary's platform on Harambe? If Hillary started talking about Harambe and her favorite dank memes, that'd be the most 2016 thing ever.
Wow. Okay, well, I feel like Jill Stein's tweet was illuminating, and I'm glad that you read that to our listeners.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess my question for you, Ben, is, have you ever ghosted someone? Have you ever used Harambe as an excuse to ghost someone?
I've never really ghosted someone. Mm-hmm. One time I woke up in a boy's bed at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really remember falling asleep there and I left. But then I texted him and I said goodbye.
Right.
One time I was talking to someone on Tinder and then I just stopped responding. But it wasn't like we were really invested in each other. So I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
Only on via texting or via Tinder. Sometimes boys can get kind of rude on Tinder.
Yeah, that's true.
As I'm sure you know, and many people out there know. Recently, actually, this was actually when I was in Europe.
Uh-huh.
I matched
with... You were Tindering in Europe?
I was Tindering
that's
in Europe.
That's fun.
It was actually pretty fun. But, I matched with someone, and, I don't know, we were talking or whatever, and then he was one of us stopped responding, and he messaged a couple days later, and he's like, "What, you think you're better than me?" And I was "I'm done with this."
You're I have limited data access because I don't have an international plan.
So I feel like then is it ghosting at that point?
Or I don't even think that's real ghosting.
I mean, whatever.
I guess I've never really ghosted someone. What's a song we should play about ghosting? You know, this reminds me of our iconic episode entitled Spooky.
Spooky. It was a really good episode. I actually have a song to play.
Ooh.
This song is, I don't know, it could be about ghosting, but it's, but
Tess,
okay.
We only really do the theme for the first 10 minutes. Who are we kidding?
But I think I can stretch this. So this song is by a kind of mysterious artist. Okay. Should I play it and then explain it?
Yeah, because apparently that's the rule.
I know, that's what I've heard, but I don't really like doing
Everyone
that.
Everyone tells
but
us that and we just
I know.
Don't.
Because we don't really follow the rules. We just break the rules on Him Under Syndrome.
Oh my God. Except if you are if you're quality controlling this, we're kidding.
We follow every rule. Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to play this and then I will explain perhaps why it relates to the theme of ghosting after.
Nice. Don't need to buy me a drink. Stop asking questions like you care what I think. 'Cause it's clear that you want me, but I come with a warning. So I'ma be real with you, I know what I need. Ain't easy, you gotta earn it. Don't mind just watching you hurt it. Keep trying, that just makes perfect. Baby, know that I come first, first, first. Baby, know that I come first, I come first, I come first. Baby, know that I come first, first, first. Baby, know that I come first, I come first, I come first. I got my own, don't need to roll me a blunt. Don't ask me questions like you care if
I'm dumb. Ooh. Take my treasure in your hands. Better get with the program. I'll let you stay if you do something I like. Ooh. I'm bossy, you can work for me. So sorry that I'm not sorry. I'ma work you into the morning. Baby, know that I come first. First, first. Baby, know that I come first. I come first, I come first. Baby, know that I come first. First, first. Baby, you know that I come first. I come first, I come first. Keep me satisfied. I can make your head spin, baby. Just look me in the face. Ooh, I'ma show you what I like. No, it ain't about you. I gotta get me, myself, and mine. Baby, know that I come first. First, first. Baby, know that I come first. I come first, I come first. Baby, know that I come first. First, first. Baby, know that I come first. I come first, I come first. Ooh.
Okay, so that song was called Come First by Terror Jr.
Come First.
Come First. Ben, come on now. And okay, so the reason why this song perhaps could relate to our theme, let me lay it out for you. So we're looking at, I'm not really sure what the timeline is for this exactly, but we're looking at like a couple of months ago, and Kylie Jenner is releasing some new lip glosses, right? Because that's the thing
Kylie
that she does.
Kit.
The Kylie lip kit. She's like releasing
that.
Like,
well,
like
call.
Yeah, it's my mom.
It's mom.
So she's releasing new lip glosses, like a new range or whatever it is that she does. And she, I don't know if you ever watched this, but she released this like trailer video for her lip glosses where she like drives in a convertible and then like gets out. You've seen it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. And anyway, it's like she gets out and like there's like, I don't know, people in a building and there's like money and there's like people hitting each other and I don't know. And then she like comes out and applies lip gloss and drives away. It's something like that.
That's cute.
And at the end of the video...
Is she wearing cornrows in it? She braids?
I don't know if she's wearing cornrows, but she's definitely got some sort of like bandana situation nice. Going on her head. It's just, it's all in all, it's not great. But she... anyway, so she drives off and like a song is playing in the background. And everyone's like, what is this song? It's not this song that I played, but it's a song by the same band, Terror Jr. And okay. Everyone's like, who is this band? We've never heard of them before. So people start searching this band, and there's literally nothing on this band prior to the drop of this music video or this like trailer for the lip gloss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the trailer for the lip gloss drops and has this song in it, all of a sudden these profiles for Terror Jr. appear on like Twitter and Instagram, and they only have one picture on the profiles, and it's of like the Kylie Jenner lip kit. And so people are thinking that perhaps Terror Jr. is like a cover for Kylie Jenner, and this is like her singing debut career. And so like nothing's known about the band. There's like nothing about them on social media except for these like two like these profiles.
So that's Kylie Jenner?
So that could be. And like there's pictures of the band, but and there's two guys and a woman, and the woman always has her back turned to the camera and she wears a pink wig. So you can't tell who she is.
It's
and
Kylie.
Like, I think it's Kylie.
Wait, this is
I think
a
it's
fun
Kylie.
Conspiracy
right? Isn't that super fun?
This? So it's it relates to ghosting because she's
right.
like a ghost.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
I didn't know this.
I told you you were going to like
this whole
it.
Song, I was like, while it was playing, I'm like, Lauren, what's this trash? Why are you making me listen to it? And she's like, just wait for the story.
So anyway, so maybe that's Kylie Jenner.
Wow.
What do you think? Thoughts?
That makes sense.
You know I love a good conspiracy, a good celebrity conspiracy theory.
I mean, yeah, we do. Speaking of that, Britney was so bad last night.
So wait, transition to the VMAs.
Oh, we could play a song from Britney's new album, Glory.
I haven't listened to the new album yet.
It's not worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, can you give me a rundown of the VMAs? Let's start there.
I'm tired. Okay.
We're super professional. Awesome, Ben.
Okay. VMAs were good.
Okay.
Parts were great. Like, Beyonce was amazing. Uh-huh. Rihanna performed three times. Mm-hmm. By the third, her voice was getting a little strained.
Right. That's not performing.
Kanye just kind of rambled, which wasn't so... It was whatever.
Yeah.
But then, bad parts were Britney Spears brought out G-Eazy. Do you know who that is?
I do know who that is, and I really strongly dislike G-Eazy.
Yeah, me too. And then the Chainsmokers performed, and I always thought the Chainsmokers were just computers. I didn't realize they were people.
They're two guys.
I didn't know that.
Wait, I watched that performance. They did a performance with, like, Halsey or Halsey. I don't know what her name is. And it was kind of bad. Like, they didn't sound so great.
They didn't sound good at all. And then Ariana Grande did a spin class, basically, with Nicki Minaj. I mean, they both look great.
Mm-hmm.
Who else performed? Oh, my God. Alicia Keys was just, like, rambling. Fifth Harmony won over Beyonce for best collab for work from home, but then Beyonce won like four awards.
Mm. Really?
Drake
collab
was stuck
with Ty Dolla Sign for
yes.
real?
Yeah. Ty Dolla Sign won over Beyonce and Kendrick. Drake was like stuck in traffic and couldn't accept his reward, but then he like presented Rihanna like her Vanguard Award mm-hmm. and said that he's loved her since he was 22.
Aww.
And he's 29, and I was like, whoa. And then...
What a reaction.
I saw this GIF and it was like all the girls who've been with Drake since he was 22. Yeah. And it was really funny. What else? I would go and watch Rihanna's dance hall performance and mm-hmm. Beyonce's performance because Beyonce yeah. was so good.
Recommended watches for this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, recommended watches.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that was the VMAs. The live stream kept cutting out. And it cut out during Gay Bader TM Nick Jonas's performance, I was like, this is the best time a live stream could cut out. Like, thank you for not making me suffer through this. But then Joe Jonas TM, mm-hmm. he won for his rim job on the beach song, Cake by the Ocean.
Good thing it's Safe Harbor.
they won like
right.
best new artist.
Dince.
Dince. Wait, today my friend Kat, who's listening, played a new Dince song for me. Uh-huh. Well, it's not new, but I hadn't heard it.
I don't
even remember what it's called. I feel like it's called Telephone. No, it's not called
There's one called Toothbrush.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I kind of like, I think I've actually played that on the show before.
Yeah, I think you have, because I'd heard it before. And yeah. it's the opposite of ghosting, because he's like,
oh,
don't leave.
So true.
I'll give you my toothbrush.
Also, like, it's the music video is like kind of really sweet, and like it features
really?
Plus size model Ashley Graham, which is
like
kind of cool as like the love interest.
That.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah,
I just didn't realize it was called Toothbrush and that it was by Dince.
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 I love that.
That's about it.
Okay, wait, then Britney. Let's get to Britney.
She looked good.
Okay.
She was lip syncing, but she always does that.
Mm.
But I just think G-Eazy wasn't great, and it looked like she was having fun, which I was happy about, but I think just overall is pretty mediocre.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Britney is only 34.
Really?
So
she's,
is Beyonce.
She's done a
Britney
lot of living.
Beyonce
They've
are
done
the
a
same
lot of living
age.
In their, yeah, in
well,
their young lives.
They both started very
they
young.
They did, yeah.
You know? I don't know. Jamie Lynn Spears just released a country album.
She did?
She did.
Jamie Lynn Spears is like still around and
yeah.
doing stuff.
She's just like raising her kid and like
singing country
music. Like a okay. large population of America.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a terrible comment.
Wait, actually, quick side note that doesn't really have a lot to do with this, but I was on an airplane for like 14 hours today, but the woman next to me watched the cinematic masterpiece Miracles from Heaven starring Jennifer Garner where like her child her child gets sick her child gets like really sick, and then the child like falls from a tree and like magically gets
head.
Cured
yeah the child's gonna die. I think like, is it a boy or a girl?
It's
this
a girl.
Child? So this girl's about to
yeah.
die of cancer.
Yeah.
No doctors can save her.
Yeah.
She's on a tree. The tree stump falls. She falls on her head.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, her cancer is cured. Yeah.
And then Jennifer Garner, there's this scene where she's like, so you're telling me that my baby girl like climbed up a tree and a fall that should have killed her didn't kill her but magically cured her. And then at the end they like talk about God and all that. It's
because the girl in the trailer, which I've watched multiple times, is like, don't worry mama, like he's with me, right? And she's like, who is he? And she's like, Jesus. Or she's like, God. Wait, so the woman next to me was watching it?
So the woman next to me was watching it, and she had subtitles.
Wait,
like,
was this
English,
Barcelona to Boston?
Madrid to Boston. And she had...
got off the plane today.
Yeah, I know. It was weird. But she had... she had English subtitles. So I was like watching my own movie, but I was kind of like sneaking peeks. Because like, I didn't want to like commit to watching the whole movie, but I was like kind of intrigued. And it was just like the dialogue, and it was like, horrifying. It was like... It was just so funny.
What movie did you watch?
I watched actually a lot of movies. Would you like the rundown?
Yeah.
I watched like 6 movies.
Oh my God, tell me.
So I watched a classic, Stranger Than Fiction, which is like a
Never
great
seen
one.
It.
Will Ferrell, Maggie Gyllenhaal, kind of cute. Watched that. I watched a bit of The Jungle Book. I was like, because I heard really good things
Never
about
seen
it,
it.
And I was like, might as well watch it if it's free. But like, wasn't that great? I wasn't that into it. I watched a movie called Very Good Girls starring Ashley Olsen, who's like the younger or older Olsen sister, and Dakota Fanning.
Oh!
And like, it was very bizarre. They like make this pact to like lose their virginity, and then they like
I've
both fall in love
this.
With the same guy, and there's drama.
And he's older,
and
right?
He's a little older, and he's like kind of wounded and mysterious, and he like rides a motorcycle and like paints shit. Oh, sorry, and paints stuff.
We can say that. I said rim job.
And like, he's just like, he's like not that good of an artist, and it kind of makes me laugh, but he's like really a really good artist in the movie. And
you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Did you ever see that James Franco movie, Palo Alto?
Oh, yeah.
That movie was like a young like high school girl falls in love
right.
with like
an older guy.
Mysterious
man
who's actually not that impressive.
Right.
That was a good movie.
And then like, so there's this like scene in the end. So he's like, he's also an amateur photographer.
Oh, God.
He like goes on a date with one of the girls and like takes this picture. And then in the end, like both the girls find out that they're like kind of into the same guy, and there's like drama explodes, and he's like, I'm out of here. He literally, he leaves for Paris. He goes to Paris. He goes to Paris. And then at the end, one girl's leaving for college, and he mails this photograph to the other girl, and she like walks it over the day that this Dakota Fanning's leaving for college. Ashley,
where's Dakota going, Stanford?
She's going to Yale. I think Yale, or it's an Ivy.
RISD.
Right.
Maybe.
So she like, Ashley Olsen like walks the photo over that day, and like Dakota Fanning, like she's like, I think this was meant for you. And she's like, he would have wanted me to give it to you. And she's like, no, he would have wanted us to like be together, or like to see each other one last time. And then they like
make out.
And then they actually take off their clothes and like run in the sprinkler. It was like a little bit questionable.
What? That's a wild movie.
So that was that movie. Spoilers for anyone who's interested in watching it. And then, okay, wait, what else did I watch? I watched Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
What is that?
Which is a movie based on the book. I think it's called The Taliban Shuffle. It's about a woman who was a journalist.
Is this the Tina Fey one?
It's the Tina Fey one, yeah. She was a journalist in Afghanistan
mid-2000s. I saw an article about that,
yeah.
Think piece about this.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Does not even surprise me.
Was it watchable?
It was watchable. Like, it's kind of
like a good plane movie.
It was a good plane movie, yeah. For sure. And it was kind of like there was definitely some miscasting in it. Also, some like people they casted as Afghani people who were not at all. And it's like there was instances of that a lot in the movie.
A classic tale of whitewashing.
I mean, it's kind of like it was kind of like interesting to see like the lifestyle of those. I feel like I'm really rambling about movies and no one really cares, but I'll like kind of cut it short here. But it's like interesting, like, so these journalists basically, like, it's so stressful and so intense, and like, it's, you're in a lot of life and death situations, and there's, you know, there's violence and like bombs and guns and like things happening because you're in a war zone, and like, it's so stressful during the day. They just like party so hard at night, like they're doing
really?
Like body shots and drugs and like having sex with each other.
What?
And
That's
like
not just the
getting
movie,
like blackout. It's
wow.
based on her like autobiography/memoir thing. So Anyway, so that was good. It was, you know, play a movie. And then I think I watched like two more, but I can't think of them right now. It's kind of all a blur.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song.
I'll play a song.
If you want to, I can search it on the computer.
It's okay. I think my phone has enough to play one more song.
Okay. Ben, what song are you going to play?
Megan just said, I love listening to people explain movie plots because I love doing it, Lauren. So our fans like us.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Okay. I'm going to play another. Can I play another song from Side B?
Of course.
Okay. This one's called Cry. And it's a drag of sad boys.
Okay.
And like how men like have trouble being emotionally vulnerable. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
My August has been...
Welcome back.
Lauren was asking me how my, like, what's happening since I left, and I was like, nothing has happened in my life, and then she put it on air.
Sorry, Ben.
To expose me.
Exposed.
So that was
Lauren
CRJ's.
Lauren exposed Ben Party to
Lauren exposed Ben Party. That was CRJ's drag of sad boys. He never wants to cry. He never wants to strip down to his feelings. Yeah. That's so real.
What do you think about emotional unavailability?
As a man, let me tell you, we have a real problem with that. And I like Carly's singing about it.
She hits on some, like, pretty big topics.
Yeah, like going
some
to the store.
Some ambitious topics.
For one.
For one.
This side B is her really good music. I love Carly.
What's not to love?
Oh my God. Speaking of Carly, Troy Sivan. I don't know how that. I matched today with this boy on Tinder who I super liked, which I've never done because, Lauren, he looks just like Troy Sivan.
We at HHI fully endorse Troy Sivan.
Look at this. Ready?
Okay. Oh, I, like, can confirm in this moment he does look a lot like Troye Sivan.
Right?
He's got, like, the dark hair that kind of, like, falls into the face, kind of like the long face.
His profile is literally, look at that.
Yeah.
Profesh Troye Sivan doppelganger. So I did one of my first super likes in a
wow.
long time of someone. Well, I always super like my friends when
right.
I know them because, like, that's fun. But this was the only time I've super liked someone who I don't know because I was like, that's Troy Sivan. And then I was really embarrassed that I did that.
I've super liked people on accident, and that's horrifying.
Yeah. You know what's funny? On our radio show, both of us talk about Tinder way more than we actually use it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
For sure.
Just a quick thought.
Just a thought.
Are you getting excited for your classes, Lauren?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
No.
Like, don't get me wrong. School's great, but
are you taking anything good? You know, I dropped that colonialism
you
in
did.
The global perspective class we were supposed to take together.
We were gonna take a class together and you dropped it.
I know, I dropped it.
Why'd you drop it?
Because whenever I'm in a class that has like more than 30 people,
yeah.
I kind of check out and then I don't
fair.
Learn anything. And like, I feel like there's gonna be good stuff in that class, but I feel like I wouldn't actually put an effort because like whenever I'm in a big for me a biggish class, mm-hmm. I just kind of check out.
Also,
so instead, I'm
laughing
in a class
at
with, like,
us, six we're people. Like we're in a 30 person class and it's so big.
I know,
and
we're
like
the worst.
I do it too, but like all my friends in like UCs in California, they're like, oh yeah, my smallest class is like 80. Like that's pretty small.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
we are
horrible.
Spoiled. Like I'm like 40 people is just too many for me.
Okay, I have a song to play.
Yeah, play a song.
So, actually, I have a couple.
Is that more fake Kylie
you know,
Jenner?
Because it's not more fake Kylie Jenner. You know, we haven't actually had a show in a couple weeks, as we said. So, I do have, like, some build up here. But I have a song. This song, okay. This, I don't know. I would like to relate this to ghosting, but I'm not sure.
Who cares anymore?
But this song is... it's by SZA off of her upcoming new album entitled A.
Wait, was it by Sia?
S-Z-A.
Oh.
S-Z-A.
I thought you just spelled out Sia.
No, no.
I was like, why did you say Sia?
No.
So weird.
SZA, she has an album called S, an album called Z, and she's coming out with an album called A.
Wow.
And this song is a little bit not... NSFW, is that the acronym?
NSFW,
not safe for work. But it's a really good song. And it's 10:30, so we can play it.
Let's go for
it. But this is called 2 a.m. So enjoy.
Should I come through? Can I come kick? Can I come kick with you? 2 a.m. again and I'm thinking about. It's 2 a.m. and I'm stuck up thinking about the last time you were behind me. All in the mirror, I can see everything you will be doing. I can see everything looking at me like you love me. No, you don't love me.
never care long as I come first. You come on time, I reverse. You rewind, do it again. Stuck in time, do it again. All you ever say is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me, hey. You don't ever come, why you never come? Will you ever come? Come and see me for once. Come and see me. How you lie like that? I know you mind when you bite it like that. I know you mind when you put it like that. Guess you was right when you put it like that. I know now, I get the point. I hear you loud and clear all this time. I've been playing your side. I could've done better shit with my life, but waste no time on you. Got to move on, cause you got me fucked up. I am confused. This point on, trust nobody, yeah. Out of my body, blowing my fuse, yeah. Devil, please cut me loose, please cut me loose, oh. Come and see me for once, come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me, hey. You don't ever come, why you never come? Will you ever come? Come and see me for once, come and see me.
I fell with it. Our faces blue. There's a heart stain on the carpet. I left it. I left it with you. Yeah, the truth is that I'm sorry. Though I told you not to worry. I'm just some dumb kid trying to kid myself that I got my shit together. So go get running, won't you hurry? While it's light out, while it's early. Before I start to miss any part of this and change my mind, whatever.
Say I wanna settle down. Build your hopes up like a tower. I'm giving you the run around. I'm just a lost boy, not ready to be found.
someone could love you more. I'm just a lost boy, lost boy. So what are you waiting for? Someone could love you more. I'm just a lost boy, lost boy. So what are you waiting for? 'Cause someone could love you more. I'm just a lost boy, lost boy. So what are you waiting for? 'Cause someone could love you more. I'm just a lost boy, lost boy.
So that was Troye Sivan's song entitled Lost Boy, as requested by our listeners. We did bring up Troye Sivan. We can't just like bring him up and then not play a song. You know,
I just found out Troye Sivan has a boyfriend.
We're a little bit upset over
it. Jacob Bixerman.
So yeah, and before that was 2 AM by SZA, which I really, really like that song. We are gonna read a PSA now, but we're gonna switch things up a little bit. So whereas I normally read the PSAs, I read and choose the PSAs, we're going to let Ben choose the PSA today.
I found one.
Have you found one?
It's one I've read before.
Okay, go ahead.
Numbers to think about, PSA, mm-hmm. is what this is called.
Okay.
Some numbers to think about, colon. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, mm-hmm. but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely read that one before. That's a good one, though. It's short and sweet.
It's short and sweet, and it gets right to the point.
It does get right to the point. I guess also recommended reads.
Oh,
do you have any?
I've come unprepared.
Yeah.
No.
None. Yeah.
Spend time with your friends. I started watching this show though.
Okay.
It's called Redacted Ex-Girlfriend. No, it's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and it's a bad name.
Wait, also can I put a like pause really quickly? Can you explain the whole redacted thing? Because I just see that like I see that a lot now, and I'm not really understanding.
It's just fun. Like for instance, like if you betrayed me and I wanted to talk to you about my friends,
right?
To my friends, I could like do the snake emoji and then your last name, or I could say like, oh, I was about to say your last name, but I won't because we're on the radio. I could be like redacted,
right?
Made up last name, just did the worst thing to me. Or like,
okay,
for instance, if Troye Sivan was my enemy, I'd be like, Redacted Sivan was so mean to me. Because then like, it's like kind of fun, and then I don't have to say the person, like the name of my enemy.
I gotcha. Okay, so wait. So you were, so crazy, what was it called?
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Is that
it's a musical on the CW.
Oh, it's the CW.
Yeah, and it's about this woman who's like a corporate lawyer in Redacted York City, and she hates her life, and then she
and
like runs into her camp boyfriend on the street, and then like he's like, oh, I like have been living here for a while, but I'm moving to West Covina, California.
Right.
It's 2 hours from the beach, 4 in traffic.
Right.
And then she just moves to West Covina because she wants to be with him, but like she doesn't know him, and it's a musical comedy fun silly show. I like it.
I too have been watching a highly educational and well reviewed
Bachelor in Paradise. I haven't been watching it. I knew you were gonna say that.
So good.
I hear it's so good.
This season, okay, I'm actually really behind because I didn't watch it while I was traveling, and there's 2 episodes per week, and they're both like 2 hours long, so it's like a freaking commitment, but it's so good. It's such a mess. Everyone's a mess. I love it. I love everything about it. There's this one guy named Jared, and I'm a little bit behind, so like if anyone has been watching it, I'm sorry if I'm behind, but like there's this one guy named Jared, and he's like really not that cute, and he has like He has like a pube beard. Like it just like is not a good beard. And like everyone's in love with Jared and I don't understand. So I'm like really wanting to know what happens. But there's just like so much backstabbing and there's like,
I need to watch this. Like there's,
so there's this one guy named Evan and Evan is kind of like, he's just like, he's kind of the like the oddball out, I guess. And he's like, he's a little bit older. He's like a little bit shorter. He's a little bit like less, like he's just like not that great looking. I mean, he's okay. I'm sure he's a lovely personality, but anyway, but so he's there and he like really wants to find love and just like really has not had a lot of luck. And he like was really into this girl named Carly and Carly was just not into him. And they like had to do, they went on this date where they like wanted, they would like tried to break the record for the world's longest, hottest kiss. So they ate these like hot peppers.
What do you mean hottest
so
kiss?
They ate these hot peppers and then had to like lock lips for like a minute 30. And they were both like drooling and their mouths are burning. And then Carly threw up afterwards.
In him? Like,
no. Like she went to the bathroom. But Evan was just like, Evan like told Carly he loved her or like liked her. And she was just like, Evan, I'm not into you. And then Evan was, like, really devastated, so he, like, wrote this letter to himself. He wrote this letter to, like, give to someone else. I can't really remember. But it was like, Evan, you deserve love. And when he wrote that, he, like, tears up. It was, like, it was all in all, it was fantastic.
Maybe
television.
Carly Rae Jepsen would like him because she wants men to cry.
Ooh,
wait, you know
yeah.
what you just said made me think of?
What?
In my farm share that I have since canceled.
Wait, why did you cancel it?
I got 17 jalapenos.
What?
Last week.
What?
2 weeks ago, 17.
What are you supposed to do with one jalapeno? Like, let alone 17.
17. Okay, so I cut up one. And then I, like, didn't get rid of, like, the oils well enough.
Right. That's a problem.
I think something happened because all of a sudden, like, my hands started burning. And I had to soak my hands in milk that I had bought to make pancakes. Because I'm really good at making pancakes, FYI. And... Mm-hmm. I now just have all of these like peppers in my fridge and I don't know what to do with them.
I have no suggestions.
My farm share, I canceled it. Not because of the pepper gate, jalapeno gate. But anyways, if any of my friends are listening and they want some peppers, can you just like text me? My phone is dead, but I'll get it when I go.
Or like
home.
Even like I'd be intrigued like recipes that utilize pepper,
multiple like 17
peppers. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Cause like you can chop some up and put it in some guac.
Like guac, yeah, or salsa or whatever.
I like
yeah.
chop some up and I put it in with some veggies I sauteed, you know? But like
17. That's ridiculous.
What was that movie with Chandler and Zac Efron?
Who's Chandler?
Chandler Bing.
I don't know who Chandler Bing is.
From Friends.
Oh. Okay.
17 again.
17 again. Wait, was there a jalapeno scene?
No, I just said 17. Like jalapenos. And I started thinking of 17.
So
and then,
that was the connection.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wait, want to do a... Oh, that could be a fun game. Like word association.
Should we do word association?
So it's our last 10 minutes.
It's our last 10
so
minutes.
So I said Chandler Bing.
And then you thought of 17 again. So then should I do...
No, I said 17 jalapenos and then I got to Chandler Bing.
So that, what should
so
I
now,
do?
Now, Chandler Bing, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
Well, just 17 again because we were talking about that. Right? So, okay, if I said 17 again, what would you think of?
I would think of how today someone told me at this Fletcher event I was working at that I look tall for an undergrad. And I said, I'm 20.
I look tall for an undergrad.
I was like, you don't grow anymore at 20. And they're like, you just look tall for an undergrad. And I don't know. I thought of like 17, my height at 17. This person telling me I'm tall for an undergrad.
Right. Okay. So when you say Fletcher, I think of the Fletcher building and how I had an incident in the library there.
Tell me the incident.
You know the incident. I got sick in the library.
Oh, I know that incident.
That's what I think of.
When I think of getting sick, I think of when I had norovirus. Norovirus. Mm-hmm. And I puked up red wine and kimchi and seafood pancake at 6 a.m.
I think we're going to cut this word association.
So what does puke filled with red wine, kimchi, and seafood pancake make you think of,
actually,
Lauren?
Actually, that kind of makes me think of all the sangria I drank when I was in Spain.
Oh.
So there you have it.
We went all the way from 17 jalapenos back to food.
Wow, good for us.
Should we play a song?
Good for us. Yeah, I think maybe we'll give a little. We're almost out of time, so I was gonna say we could just sign off and play a song.
Yeah.
Play us out on a song. So you've been listening to Hymn Hunters International, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So I'm not sure. I mean, we'll probably be back next Monday, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Labor Day, our Labor Day show.
We'll do a Labor Day show. And then after that, I think the schedule will probably change.
Yeah, because I can't do Monday nights during the school year.
Yeah, so we will be coming at, we will be here. We'll be coming at you at a different time. Big things are happening next semester. Ben is going to become a real DJ. Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Jesus. It's about damn time.
It's about time. But in the meantime, I'm going to play a song called Friends, which is a new one that I heard. This is also one of the ones that's on backlog, as I mentioned earlier. It's by a guy who goes by the name of Francis in the Lights, and it's featuring Bon Iver and Kanye West.
Oh, I've heard this one.
There's a chance I played it on the show before because I'm very into it. But it's just like a fun, upbeat song. So enjoy this fun, upbeat song. Don't let school get you down. Don't let Nora get you down. And I guess that's everything. Ben?
I have work. I have a 7:45 a.m. shift tomorrow.
Okay.
See you there, Megan, if you're still listening.
With that, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
We love you, our listeners.
We love you.
From a freeway trailer, if you'd handle what I'd taken, separate loads, separate calls, no fine line, don't have to be dead.